This is Eric Olander, ICRT News, Asian Real Estate Story, July 10, 1990. The suggested Q material goes as follows. Because of its relative proximity, California has long been a favorite for Asian real estate investors. However, as ICRT's San Francisco correspondent Eric Olander reports on this morning's interval, that attitude may be changing. Story comes to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Last October's earthquake in the San Francisco Bay Area not only shook the ground, but Asian investors' confidence in California's stability as well. Since October, the local real estate market has been in a slump, partially because of investors from both Hong Kong and Taiwan becoming more cautious and holding back on investments of more than $2 million. In recent years, investors from the Far East have helped add to booming property values in the San Francisco Bay Area, but now are taking a wait-and-see attitude. Pius Lee, president of the California Land and Realty Company, who deals exclusively with investors from Hong Kong and Taiwan, says some parts of San Francisco have been harder hit by the slump than others.
And there's a lot of effect in the real estate market in San Francisco, especially Chinatown and downtown area, because most of the buildings are brick building. And as you know, if you are a brick building, when you face an earthquake, the damage are there. So a lot of people are afraid to invest in a brick building, you know. So there's a lot of problem now we are facing. The wheels there are very slow, and it takes some time to come back.
Other brokers who deal with Asian buyers say the slowdown is also due in part to domestic financial problems. The unpredictability of the TAIEX and the Hang Seng has forced many would-be investors to keep their money at home. For Interval, I'm Eric Olander, San Francisco.